This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Hirosis, H-R-O-U-S-I-S. First name is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is June 5, 1970. Date of service is May 11, 2023. Referring provider is Alicia Low, A-L-I-C-I-A, space, Low, M-D. Low is L-O. Address is 1133 East Stanley Boulevard. Stanley is S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Suite 203, Livermore, L-I-V-E-R-M-O-R-E, California, 94550. Chief complaint follow-up. Subjected, this is a 52-year-old Caucasian female with history of chronic pain secondary to fibromyalgia. Who is here for telephone follow-up period. She has reduced her Celebrex from 300 milligram per day in total to 200 milligram in the morning only period. Instead of taking Celebrex at 100 milligram at night, she takes Tylenol arthritis 8-hour formulation period. She feels that Tylenol is weaker pain reliever than the Celebrex, and she feels that in the morning when she wakes up, she is out of pain medication coverage until she takes Celebrex 200 milligram period. Also, she feels that she has no pain coverage toward the end of the day when she's busy with her work as a tutor period. She does not feel ready to reduce Celebrex further at this time period. She is now on new medication to control her hyperlipidemia and diabetes period. We have discussed the importance of reducing Celebrex as much as possible to avoid the nephrotoxicity with respect to her diabetes and to avoid liver toxicity due to anti-lipidemic medications, period. Last medical history, fibromyalgia, next depression, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes. Current medication, Cymbalta, 60 milligram per day. Next Lyrica, 50 milligram, 2 in the morning and 3 at night. Next Celebrex, 200 milligram in the morning. Next Tylenol arthritis, 1 at night. Next Metformin, next Lipitor, next Melatonin, next Flexeril period. She uses melatonin and Flexeril alternative days to avoid the tolerance for the sleep aid period. Review of system per template. Pleach in the joint. Patient complains of aches and pain throughout the body toward the end of the day as well as when she wakes up in the morning. Objective in general, alert and oriented, and no acute distress, and please remove the rest. Impression number one, chronic pain secondary to fibromyalgia on Cymbalta, Lyrica, Celebrex, currently at 200 milligram in the morning, and Tylenol arthritis at night period. She also takes Flexeril every other night, mainly to help her sleep better and in hope to help her control fibromyalgia pain better, period. Recommendation number one, I would continue with the current regimen of medication, period. However, a patient may add another dose of Tylenol arthritis in mid-afternoon if necessary to control her pain better in the evening, period. Next. She would also be seeing a new psychiatrist to address her depression in the period. Explain to the patient that Cymbalta that she is taking was meant to help her with the fibromyalgia, and if there's a need for psychiatrist to try different antidepressants, I am open to that suggestion as well, period. Next, I would talk to her in September for a follow-up appointment and she will contact me sooner if she needs advice on medications or her condition period. This is in a dictation.